Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 5th, 2015. In this segment, we'll see how the planets' positions in the zodiac have been matching up with current events. At the beginning of last week, Venus was exactly conjunct Jupiter. When two planets have to be within 1 degree of each other, they are in Graha Yuda, planetary war. Venus is the planet of finance and value. Jupiter represents banks and bonds. Finance and sovereign debt were front and center last week as the Greek government had to shut down the Greek banks due to running out of cash, due to the failure to obtain more bailout money from the European Central Bank to make the next payment on their debt. The EU finance chiefs refused a stay of execution, and Prime Minister Tsipras threw it to the people. Greece voted on a referendum Sunday, July 5th, ostensibly to agree or refuse the European Union terms, but actually it was a referendum on their new leftist government. The choice, capitulate to the European banks and stay in the EU, enduring more sacrifice, more austerity, or withdraw from the EU and go it alone with uncertain consequences. Meanwhile, the Greek economy and the Greeks are circling the drain, and people take to the streets in demonstrations of yes versus no. Jupiter is the planet of confidence and optimism. Jupiter is sending a positive trine aspect to Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion. That suggests that the Greeks go for separation from the EU. But the Greeks' referendum on Sunday was on the day when Mercury, planet of making rational decisions, and Venus, planet of values and finance, were both changing signs. In other words, a time of confusion. So it's anyone's guess how this all turns out. In any case, it may be that there is not any clear winner. Another manifestation of Uranus, planet of freedom and independence, getting support and encouragement from the trine aspect of Jupiter, occurred here in the USA. The Uranian candidate for Democratic Party nomination, Senator Bernie Sanders, champion of the common people, has been surging in the polls. He held a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, drawing over 10,000 people. When I get some time, I'll figure out his chart and do an analysis. Unfortunately, there's no published birth time available for him. The Supremes were still handing down decisions at the beginning of last week. Among these was upholding the use of a controversial drug use that's in the execution cocktail, which by some accounts caused excruciating pain during the dying process. The astrology connection comes from Saturn's transit in Scorpio, a combination interpreted as severe punishment. In the USA chart, that energy plays out in the 12th house, the house of prisons, criminals, and executions. On Tuesday last week, Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, officially threw his hat into the ever-expanding ring of Republican contenders. There are now 14 declared Republican candidates. Here's the chart of Christie's announcement. Looks a bit dicey for success, but there are a few interesting combinations that could work in his favor. Mercury, the planet of communications and the media, is at the top of the chart, and Christie is a consummate communicator. Note that Scorpio moon is directly opposite Mercury, indicating a strong emotional component. And there's Jupiter conjunct Venus in the 12th house, the two main benefic planets in the house of the unknown. Could be something unexpected benefits his campaign. And remember, this guy has been written off in the past more than once and come back from it. And while on the subject of Republican contenders, the Donald has been in the news a lot lately, making headway in the polls of the Republican contenders and simultaneously getting dumped by major corporations due to his derogatory comments on Mexican immigrants. Trump said emphatically that Mexico was sending drug dealers and rapists to the United States. Famous for making bombastic, controversial statements, the Donald is not one to back away from a fight. Since the Latino vote is so crucial in determining who wins in 2016, the Republican Party now has a Trump problem. Let's take a look at Donald Trump's chart. Oh boy, a lot of really intense, crazy combinations in this chart, as we might expect. First of all, notice Mars's near exact conjunction to the ascendant degree. This guy is nothing if not pugnacious, but also capable of leadership. And then there's that wild combination in the 10th house, the house of success in the world. The sun gains huge strength by being in the 10th house, and it's the mark of a ruler. Rahu gives great ambition, and Uranus gives sudden events, as well as a fierce streak of independence. So, Mr. Trump has the karma for success, undoubtedly, although he is also subject to sudden reversals. Donald Trump was born on a full moon, which is considered auspicious, but also makes him very reactive emotionally. The moon in Scorpio, with K2, gives one preternatural instincts, and especially when it comes to dealing with the public. Essentially, this guy is psychic. But Moon with K2 is also mentally disturbed, even psychotic. Somebody you would want to be careful about dealing with. Right now, Jupiter, planet of confidence, is heading into Leo, Mr. Trump's first house. No doubt, he will be feeling even more full of himself than usual, and super confident in his abilities. Though he has no experience in government, well, why is he doing this? Because Leo loves to be in the spotlight. It's another Trump TV show. In the near future, I'll do a special segment on the Donald and look into more of the details of his unusual chart and his predictions. Well, that'll do it for this week's show. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.